Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. As a result of Congress feeling unprotected in Philadelphia, way back in the beginning, Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution was written. And it says, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square, as may by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, for the election of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. As the result of Congress wanting to increase its power over the presidency, it did this. Section 1. The district constituting the seat of government of the United States shall appoint in such manner as the Congress may direct a number of electors of president and vice president equal to the whole number of senators and representatives in Congress to which the district would be entitled if it were a state, but in no event more than the least populous state. They shall be in addition to those appointed by the states, but they shall be considered for the purpose of the election of president and vice president to be electors appointed by a state, and they shall meet in the district and perform such duties as provided by the 12th article of amendment. Section 2. The Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. The 23rd Amendment to the United States Constitution, ratified on the 29th of March, 1961, gave the people of Washington, D.C. the right to choose their electors for President and Vice President of the United States. This amendment states that the district shall be treated as though it were a state for all purposes relevant to the election of the President and Vice President, and specifically that it shall have as many electors to which it would be entitled if it were a state, except that it cannot have more electors than the least populous state. However, the least number of electors any state have is 3, so the least number of representatives the district can have is 3. As a result of Congress wanting to increase its power in the Congress, it did this. In 1978, Congress sent the District of Columbia Voting Rights Amendment to the states for ratification. This amendment would have granted the district representation in the House, Senate, and Electoral College as if it were a state. The proposed amendment had a 7-year limit for ratification, and only 16 states ratified it in this period. Not only has Washington enlarged its power by taking away from the states, it's enlarged its territory by confiscating and federalizing public land in various states. The refusal by Congress to exercise its right and responsibility to impeach Obama is proof that it does not represent the interest of the American people. The fact that the Supreme Court has taken power to make law from Congress and the states is proof that it does not represent the interest of the American people. The fact that Obama is campaigning for a criminal to become the next president is proof that the president does not represent the interest of the American people. So who does the three branches of government represent? They represent Washington, D.C. They represent the un-American foreign power that is sucking the life out of the states and the people. In what way is D.C. foreign? Number one, it violates the Constitution through legislation, judicial decisions, and executive orders. Number two, it uses oppressive taxation to control every area of public life. Number three, it shows disdain for the sovereignty of the states, ignoring and countering them with impunity. Number four, it disdains traditional American values and uses its power to social engineer the people. And number five, it has established secular humanism as the state religion. These are all aspects of Washington being out of touch with mainstream America. Their self-interest, smugness, and elitism are foreign to the character of traditional constitutional America.